Talk with David Brannan. He is the athletic director for the University of Michigan. Mr. Brannan, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
I've got to make a full disclosure. I am a Spartan and a Spartan fan, and the owner of this radio station is a Michigan guy, and he has season tickets. So I thought I'd get that out there right away.
Well, you better behave yourself.
Well, let's talk about a great game tomorrow, 12 noon. It's a rivalry like no other as far as we're concerned here at Michigan State, and I get the sense you're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. This is one of the games that our teams point to every year. It's an important game for so many reasons. It's bragging rights. It's for the state championship. It's had such tradition and so many great battles over the years. I know our coaches and our players have worked hard this week to prepare, and I hear the weather's going to be good, and it should be a terrific day.
You know what I like about this game is this could be a game where Michigan State could win for the fourth consecutive time, and as someone who has great respect for Michigan, I think that this just makes the rivalry that much more important for Michigan fans. I'm not saying you or the team, but for fans, it always seems like Ohio State is the number one rivalry, and I guess we here at Michigan State want to make a statement or want a statement made on our behalf that we think the Michigan-Michigan State game is the number one rivalry.
Yes, I think over the course of a season it's fun for some to argue about who's the number one rival, but at the end of the day it's a long season, and we have a national rivalry for many, many years with Notre Dame, and we enjoy that game, and the last game of the season with Ohio State has, over the years, always seemed to be a real important game, and that's an important rivalry. But, hey, this is about – I'm a Michigan guy. I'm born and raised in Michigan, and I think we have 42 players on our football team that are from the state of Michigan. And in many instances, the guys that will be playing against one another tomorrow grew up together, played high school ball against one another, or in some cases together. And it's just something special about this game, particularly for all of us from the state of Michigan. So both teams will be playing really, really hard, and it's always a great battle.
David, I wanted to get your thoughts on the topic about conferences. If my son was going to go to the University of Michigan and Michigan decided to join the Pac-10, it could be a challenge for me and my family to fly out to get out to a game at Southern Cal. I wanted to get your perspective on some of these conferences. It seems like after we had a lot of activity, things ceased and we got a time to catch our breath. What are your thoughts about the growth of the Super Conference?
Well, it's true that there seems to be less geographic sensibility around the way some of these conferences are coming together, and that's primarily a result of television and markets and money, and the fact that the sport has become a national sport for many programs. They're constantly traveling, they're playing around the country, and so you see some of these kind of strange combinations being formed. It's really driven by football primarily and football's appeal, and how can you create an environment where you've got more appeal to the networks and you can negotiate a better package in terms of your network income, which is becoming extremely important, and put yourself in a position where you're playing the kind of opponents that are going to create the most interest for your program. And it does create, in some cases, some significant travel challenges, but I must say, at least as it relates to our team, we travel really well. We have alumni all over the country, and even when we go west or far distances from Ann Arbor, we seem to find a lot of Michigan fans, and I know they enjoy seeing the team come in their local area, and we get great support.
I wanted to ask you about tickets and ticket prices. I understand that some universities are charging folks, I've heard, as much as $500 just to get on a waiting list to get season tickets. Just your perspective on that in general. Is that fair? Is it something you have to do to raise revenue? What are your thoughts?
Yes, we're at a point in time in college athletics where programs have to do everything they can do to raise revenue. And I believe there would be a justifiable complaint if you looked across the platform and found a bunch of programs that were making money and creating excess cash. But at least the count that I've been exposed to would lead me to believe that probably of all of the many, many, many Division I athletic programs out there, there's probably less than 15 that are even cash flow positive, that can even support themselves. Most of them are being subsidized by the general funds of their universities and or a significant amount of borrowing. So these are programs that, these are expensive programs to run. The chartering planes and flying student-athletes all around the country and providing all of the academic support and medical support and equipment and facilities and coaching and academic support, all the things that we do for these student-athletes are expensive, and these programs do everything they can do to generate the funds they need to continue to operate and be competitive.
Do you think we'll ever see a time where a university, and I'm just throwing a name out there, like an Iowa State, just says, you know what, we've been trying a long time, we can't make it work, and the price is killing us. We're going to discontinue athletics, or we're going to discontinue football. You think we'll see that in the near future?
No, I think that would be such a last resort, simply because even though there is a high level of subsidization, and even though it is a very difficult economic model to support, athletics are so important to these universities, because I would suggest that some of the programs you may be thinking of, you wouldn't even know they existed if it weren't for their athletic programs. Athletes and athletics tend to be the front door of the university in terms of creating exposure and building an image for the university and taking that logo and taking that university's existence and moving it around the country and opening up kind of a sales and marketing kind of a presence that all universities need. So these athletic programs serve a lot of purposes, and one of them is to really build the brand of the universities. And I think they're here to stay. People love them, and they feel connection. They're a huge engine as it relates to development and contributions to universities, and they serve a great purpose for the university community as well as the student-athletes that participate.
And we've got two more questions for David Brandon. I know he has another interview coming up at 7:45 here. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. You and Mark Hollis are very competitive guys, very successful guys. We had Mr. Hollis on the program earlier this week. I find it interesting the relationship that you seem to have. It's friendly, cordial, but it seems a little bit deeper than that. Is it possible to have a partnership when you're such heated competitors?
Oh, of course. We're heated competitors a few days a year in several sports. But the most of the time, Mark and I have the same job description. We have the same responsibilities and accountabilities for our respective institutions. We're trying to do the right things, and we feel an obligation to the state in which we serve. We're state universities, and we do a lot in terms of economic development for our state. We create a lot of excitement. We create a lot of commerce. We do things for our respective universities above and beyond just competing against one another, and we work together really well. I have a lot of respect for Mark. We have a lot of fun. But we also do a lot of things together that are centered around one fundamental notion, and that is we want to create great athletic and academic experiences for our student-athletes.
All right, finally, what's at the top of your agenda? What few items do you really want to get done in the next year or so?
Well, I mentioned earlier how important resources are to these programs, and we've done some really good work in terms of our facilities for many of our sports. We've spent $226 million renovating Michigan Stadium. We're in the final throes of completing a $97 million renovation of Chrysler Arena for our basketball programs. We're starting a $14 million renovation of Yost for our hockey program. We've opened up some new facilities for other sports, golf, gymnastics, wrestling, soccer, but we have a significant amount of work to do for many of our other sports, particularly our Olympic sports. And these are facilities that are expensive to build, but they're important. We just added men's and women's lacrosse this year, and we're in the process of working through a plan for their facilities. And so we'll be spending a lot of time raising money and trying to manage the department in a way that we can create the resources we need to continue to invest in our student athletes.
David Brandon is the athletic director for the University of Michigan. Good luck with the game tomorrow, sir. Appreciate your the opportunity to chat with you.
It's been great to be with you. Thanks, Tony.